News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, 7:05 in the morning, and of course, I'm joined by my co-host, Trish Clark.
Good morning, North State. It's a great morning. It's just wonderful out there this morning.
Isn't it beautiful? I thought it was raining this morning.
No, but boy, this weather is balmy and certainly not like March.
Yeah. You know, in fact, I'm looking at, and this is what's going on. I have to apologize to everybody if I sound like I'm, you know, 2 seconds behind everybody else, and I really it's 5 seconds behind everybody else. I've had this tremendous head cold or allergies for the last 3 days. I mean, I walk away from the microphone and I go home and I fall down in the bed and then just take like 12,000 different over-the-counter remedies and then just kind of sleep for 16 hours. I'm starting to feel better today, though.
It's going around, and I'm here to tell you that it's going to last longer than 3 days. Most everybody has been down with at least a week, and then there's another virus going around. So
We're
standing a distance apart here. I don't want any bugs this morning.
I'm going to douse my body in alcohol here. But speaking of dousing your body in alcohol, here's Bad Bob.
And good morning.
And how are you, Bad Bomb?
Doing well.
That's not a very good answer. I mean, just doing well.
I open my mouth more. I get no. I'm doing fine. Thank you.
You know what? You're so passive aggressive. You're so passive aggressive here. You know. You say hello to you. Hello. Well, is that it? Well, if I say any more, you're going to hit me. I mean, come on. Is that true?
I don't. Okay.
That's enough, Bob. Yeah. Okay. Hey, Bad Bob. We have our Wells Fargo advisor on. Thanks. Chris Lasondak, our Wells Fargo advisor for our Market Minute. Hello, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading session, and the markets are moving higher. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 58 points at 14,513. The S&P 500 adding 6 points at 1560, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 12 points at 3257. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 98 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America up 7 cents at 12.13, JCPenney down 14 cents at 15.51, General Electric adding 24 cents at 23.72, and Ford is down a penny at 13.39. Of local interest, PG&E unchanged at $43.30, Home Depot up a dime at $70.86, and Harley-Davidson down 51 cents at $54.28. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.05%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.26. Oil's up 30 cents a barrel at $92.82. And precious metals are lower, with gold down $1.20 an ounce at $15.86.09, while silver's down 2 cents an ounce at $28.85. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thank you very much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning here. If you want to stop by and visit them, their offices are on Park Marina Drive, but give them a call at 243-7561. Okay, weather today.
It is partly sunny with a high near 75. The current temperature is 52 degrees. It's light and variable wind, mostly cloudy with a low around 51 tonight. Southeast wind around 5 miles per hour. Partly sunny with a high near 76 on Friday and looking good through the next few days.
Yeah, Laura Bush is coming to town.
Yes, she is on Sunday. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. Let's talk about that a little bit.
The weather is brought to us by Anselmo Vineyards.
And tonight is?
Pizza night.
And Are you going up there?
No, because I'm going to Jerry Seinfeld tonight.
Oh, Jerry Seinfeld's on tonight to Cascade Theater.
Yeah, but you know, there's so much going on in this community.
There is. You know, people say there's nothing going on, but...
It's incredible. And Laura Bush. Well, I'm looking forward to that. She was such a...
Let's talk about
such
her.
A lady.
Let's talk about her when we get back. Along with, we have a new pope. And you being Catholic, you should have something to say about this.
Well, we're excited about a Jesuit.
Oh, okay. Jesuits. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience." We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
A great meal is always a good idea. And where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people, perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, only $7.77 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Play cards for a good cause. Play in the Wings of Angels Texas Hold'em 50-50 Charity Poker Tournament on March 30th at 10 a.m. at Wind River Casino. $100 buy-in with a $50 rebuy. Half of all proceeds will go to the Wings of Angels charity who helps families of children with life-threatening illnesses. Save the date for Saturday, March 30th at 10 a.m. Brought to you by Megastar Financial and Wind River Casino. Buy your tickets at the River Club. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or online at windriver.com. It's better on the river.
911. She shot him. She's shooting him.
My wife is a hero. She protected her kids. She did what she was supposed to do as a responsible, prepared gun owner.
This is Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The time is now for safe, effective, NRA-certified firearms training. And if I can provide your firearms, ammunition, and the best training in the state, visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, online at NorCalFI.com, or call us at 999-1822. NFI.
As spring arrives, it's time to start planning your inside-outside home improvement projects. The original Home and Garden Expo, March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds is the answer to your spring projects. Creating a new landscape or beginning a garden project? Speak to all the experts in one convenient location about plants, shrubs, and all things beautiful at the Home and Garden Expo. Time for new lighting, a home theater, new furniture. There's something for every part of your home at the original Home and Garden Expo. Doors, windows, flooring, efficient air conditioning upgrades. It's all there and more. All your local professionals are ready to help you plan and complete all your home improvement projects. There's all this and so much more, including the Griller's Cup Barbecue Competition benefiting Anderson Cottonwood Seroptimus at your original Home and Garden Expo, featuring local businesses and ideas with exclusive show-only discounts. Your premier Home and Garden Expo, March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, with something for everyone. Find out more information online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
Yeah. Welcome back. KCNR, 1460 AM, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It is 7:13 in the morning, 52 degrees. It's going to be a great day. Last night at the Veterans Hall, a gentleman was a World War II veteran who was a prisoner of war, was presented... Ellis Booth was presented the Legion of Honor by the French government. Mr. Pereira, France's Deputy Consul General to the United States, traveled from San Francisco to present the award. And, you know, that's a huge thing. Mr. Ellis had been a prisoner of war taken at the Battle of the Bulge. And he says, you know, he says, "I'm still trying to figure out why they let me. why they awarded me this Legion. But obviously, he deserved it. And as the gentleman from France said, the assistant counsel, we're very grateful. And even people from my generation know what to owe to the American Army. We just want to say thank you before it's too late.
Do you know, I noticed when I was in Normandy and over it, the French people are very, very appreciative. And they remember.
They are. Oh, sure.
The young people remember. The older people remember. As we went on the tour and visited the different places, they really respect the Americans, and they have a, you know, they do remember maybe much more than certainly our youth over here who don't know
anything
Battle
about
of
it.
Bulge is.
Well, our youth has never lived under the yoke of tyranny.
There you go.
They have never lived in a society where you had curfews, where the army could come in and kick in your door, take you or your father, and you may never, or mother, and you may never see them again.
And let's hope they never do.
Well, the idea is to keep them from doing that, the bad guys from doing that. But they've never seen that, so they don't have an appreciation so much as this. We were, you know who's a perfect, great example of this is Kim Chamberlain.
Yes.
Listen to Kim Chamberlain. Kim Chamberlain, of course, was in
Korean
Korea,
war bride.
A Korean war bride when the North Koreans came across and the Chinese came across into her country. And what they did to her family and to her people, and then she was rescued. They were literally rescued by the American Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force. They came back and kicked the North Koreans back up across the border, and the Chinese, since the Chinese mm-hmm. were in the fight. And she was rescued. And she is an unabashed cheerleader for the Americans and the veterans, for what
you know, another one that we had the privilege of having in an office here in Shasta County was Supervisor Molly Wilson, who was from London, from England, and she was a war bride, but she was there during the war, and she could, I mean, relate what we didn't ever live through, what she lived through as they were bombing her hometown, and how much they so appreciated the American soldier.
Well, except for the Civil War, and then of course, the wars with the American Indians, the Civil War is probably the closest that we ever saw of to total war back in the 1860s, where the land was devastated and people's homes were burned, people were starving to death.
And in the South, they're still living that.
In some places in the South they are, but most of them have gotten over it by now. But they are still some of them
like that. Call
that
the Northern aggression.
There used to be these metal signs like you'd see like for historical events. And one I remember living in Atlanta when I was just a child. It said Sherman stabled his horses in this church. And I was like, whoa, these people are really still upset about this. And this
yes.
was 1950s. So it wasn't quite 100 years. So
right.
they were.
Well, I will tell you, I just last year traveled extensively in the southeastern states. And I got tickled by the accounts as we visited plantations and we visited Civil War sites and different things and as they would tell the story. And there was absolutely no doubt that there was still a thought process there that, I mean, statements such as, well, this is really, Williams Creek, but the North won the war, so they can call it anything they want to.
But see, here's the thing. When you win a war, you can do that.
That's exactly
right.
It's
always better to win than lose.
Exactly.
You know, so, and the fact is, though, is going back to our original, the original part of this is that was the only time America was really touched when things were destroyed. And see how long it's lasted?
Yes.
So you can imagine that when they were under the yoke, the French and the rest of Europe was under the yoke of these Nazis who were, literally exterminating people, that the Americans come, land on the shore, so many were killed. In the invasion, and that they have this deep admiration for the American people and the American, if not the American people, but that American veteran,
the American soldier,
and the soldier that was there that literally saved their lives.
Exactly.
So, I can understand it. And thank you to Mr. Ellis, Bronze Star, Purple Heart. You're a hero, and now you're a knight.
And I think that is wonderful that the French consul came over and came up here. And very special.
It was. I'm sorry I couldn't be there last night, but I was unconscious at that time, filled with all types of cold remedies.
Drugs.
Yeah. Not those kind of drugs, but cold remedies.
Get better remedies.
But it's not working very well. Anyway, hey, we got to take a break here. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, KCNR 1460 AM, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had 3 different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Welcome back. You know, that music is so mellow. Doesn't fit our mood, does it?
It gets better right about now.
All right. Yes. All right. Welcome back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Walk into the best humidor in the state for the finest selection of cigars. They will meet or beat any prices on tobacco products at Tobacco and Brew. Also, walk next door, Espresso Joe's. Espresso Joe's has the coffee you want either by the cup or by the pound. They are deluxe coffee beans, gourmet coffee beans, teas, and also all the equipment you could possibly use to make coffee. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Have you been to Classique Cafe?
I have.
Well, Millie and Kathy are having a corned beef and cabbage night because in honor of St. Patty's Day on the 17th.
And they have sweet red potatoes.
That's right. And it's going to be this Friday from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Dine in or take out. Corned beef, cabbage, corned beef and cabbage, sweet red potatoes, green salad, homemade biscuits or French bread, and beer and wine.
You know what? Sounds good.
Oh, it is. Their food is just absolutely great.
Their food is always exceptional.
It is. Okay, we have a new pope.
Yes, we do.
Pope Francis.
First one from the Americas. That's, you know, they've broken from, it always comes from the European countries, so they've really broken from he's tradition.
First from South America. He's from Argentina. And he took a very simple name. He took the name Francis from St. Francis of Assisi.
Yes. And he, you know, Jesuit lived a very simple life, just reading about him. I was not familiar with him, before they made the announcement, but just in reading about him, lived a very simple life, lives by himself. I mean, he cooks for himself, travels on a bus. The Jesuits are always the teaching order.
I imagine his life's going to change somewhat dramatically now.
Oh, I think so. I found it interesting that he rode back in the bus as opposed to taking the papal limousine and went back and paid his own bill at the hotel. I find those kind of little details about real people interesting. Because so often, as soon as they slip into that role of power, they forget the things that they should be doing that are respectful.
Things like, how much does a gallon of milk cost?
Right. Or
I mean, something as simple as, because they don't carry money.
Well, exactly. But so, I mean, he had the presence of mind to go back and pay his bill at the hotel and thank them. And
yeah.
I thought that was a nice touch. So, the big change for the Catholic Church.
Well, now, was the Catholic Church in trouble?
You know, I think more in America than they are perhaps in other countries. A lot has been made certainly about the sexual scandals in the Catholic Church. Not so much about the same kind of things that go on in all kinds of other religions as well. And
do you think that there's been a is this just a media thing to make an attack against the Catholic Church?
Oh, no, I think it's absolutely real. I don't think there's any question about it. I think that the problem has been the cover-up, we do that as an American society more than other countries do. We do it with our police officers. We do it with our teachers. We do it with our priests. We tend to take care of our own and not, I don't know about the military, but certainly in the police department, cop doesn't rat on another cop. And I think that kind of happened in the Catholic faith as well. I think they protected the priests. They got him out of, as soon as it was made known, they tried to get him away from the situation, but they didn't rat each other out. So.
Yeah, and they didn't, but they didn't end the situation either.
In a lot of cases, it appears that they did not, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, in the military, you know, I'm looking at all these sexual, assault charges and all this lately, because, I mean, there's been literally dozens of commanders. I'm talking like captains and in some cases brigadier generals, and you're seeing all, look at Petraeus. And all this, and all of a sudden there's all these sexual assault, charges and sexual harassment charges. And I saw one, I read it and I said, this is just so bogus, until I read on a little bit more and a little bit more. And I thought, this guy was an idiot. You know, it was a Navy captain, and the things he did were so wrong that I thought, and I said to myself, well, how how in the hell did he get to that spot where he is commanding a ship? And he's a full captain in the Navy, because I've known some just super, super officers in the Navy.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, and I thought, how could this man become a commander? Because this just, I mean, become a captain, a Navy captain, because this just didn't happen on this watch. This, he just didn't start it, you know, 10 minutes ago when he walked through the door. This has been going on. So now I'm thinking, you know, and they're saying like the number of sexual assault cases has really gone up, and then all these reliefs for cause. Is it just because there's women in the Navy now? And I say, well, that's a bad excuse.
Well, and you know, here you go. Because when they first started with the sexual harassment allegations and cases, I know for a fact that there were many instances when it became popular to yell sexual harassment in the workplace, that there was a lot of bogus cases filed.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not saying.
Tremendous bogus cases. And a lot of men's careers were really harmed
absolutely
by false accusations. So I think we all have a tendency to question, especially somebody that's been and, you know, gone up in authority and advanced in a company or something. You go, well, if that was going on, they couldn't possibly have gone up to be the commander of the ship.
Without something like this happening.
And then it turns around and it's actual. It is true.
And like that Brigadier General that was just relieved. My gosh. We can talk more about this, but you know, frankly, there's no room there. There is no room at all. Sexual assault, sexual harassment.
And certainly no room in the Catholic Church for any allowance of this.
We'll be right back after the news. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, and you can listen to what we really think.
Fox Business Network, the rally on Wall Street continues after a better-than-expected report on the U.S. labor market. The S&P is moving closer to its all-time closing high, while the Dow could break its closing record for the eighth straight session. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is currently up about 60 points. On the flip side, Amazon shares are under pressure following a downgrade from J.P. Morgan. The online retailer had its rating slashed from overweight to neutral and lowered its price target $33 to $300. J.P. Morgan says data on Amazon suggests material deceleration in gross profit in 2013. And Walt Disney is delaying the launch of its Infinity gaming initiative by 2 months in an effort to capitalize on a more favorable retail season. The Infinity video game has been described as Disney's answer to Activision's Skylanders, one of last year's top-selling games. The new launch date will now be August 18th. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of the Safe Light Advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states, so we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
I'm Mike Wiley with the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 357 here in Reading. Please join us Saturday, March 30th at the Shasta County Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street in Reading, from 10 until 3 for our fourth annual Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day. There will be a ride led by the Missing in America Project to the Veterans Cemetery in Igo with an interment ceremony at 10:30 a.m. Afterwards, lunch will be served at the Veterans Hall provided by the Sons of Italy. For more information, please call Eddie McAllister at 530-524-7504. That's 530-524-7504. Please join us on March 30th at 10 a.m. at the Shasta County Veterans Hall.
That's Saturday, March 30th at our Shasta County Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street. Let's welcome home our Vietnam veterans.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the
laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays 10 to 11 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio. Right here on Free Fire Radio 1460 KCNR.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. It is 7:34 in the morning, 52 degrees, March the 14th. Wow, it's just going through, huh, Trish?
Oh, half of March is gone, and it's like it's summer, and it's not supposed to be. No.
Well, that's probably why everybody should be looking at their air conditioning system and be looking at Alliance Heating and Air 7 days a week. 24 hours a day, installation, repairs, emergency calls, routine maintenance. Alliance Heating and Air will be there for you. They've been to our house and do great work. They've built a whole system for Bad Bob, and he's very happy. Check out their website at homecomfort.org or give them a call at 530-221-2642. That's 221-2642. They believe in quality and standing by their work. Alliance Heating and Air. Mike Ferreira stopped by. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Hi, Trish.
And we're going to be talking Special Olympics.
Yes, this weekend, Saturday, is the kickoff of the Special Olympics basketball tournament. It runs on three venues, Enterprise High School, Alta Mesa, and Liberty Christian. We've got 30 teams.
Wow.
averaging 10 players per team, and it goes on for 2 days. Be doing 6 hours on Saturday and another 4 hours on Sunday. And it's very exciting. I have the personal honor of being able to do the opening ceremony, and I'll be coming as a special guest that some of you might know that I do from time to time, and have a rather large flag with me.
Okay. Well, when did this start?
It's been going for years. I really don't know the time. I've only been involved with Special Olympics for a very short period of time. Had a chance to step in last year and do their opening ceremony when they had things get in the way. And, you know, I like to help. So stepped in. Let's go.
Well, I've been involved with it in the for the golf side of it, but not the basketball side of it. They do it for a fundraising also?
It's to give the players something to do that is rewarding for them, as is the Olympics. I mean, it's not a fundraiser. We're going to get 300 persons that are able to do things to go out there and excel in themselves. And it's exceedingly rewarding. And, you mentioned golf. Reading Pro-Am sponsors this tournament in a very big way. And we appreciate them incredibly. If they weren't helping us do the tournament, it would not be going off the way it is. But a lot of logistics involved, and we have Rotary clubs that are coming in and cooking lunch for the athletes and the folks that are there. And that opening ceremony, the whole south stands of Enterprise High School gym are full, wall to wall.
The Special Olympics in Shasta County have had a long and rich history, and there's a lot of kids involved in basketball and the golf JF Shea Company.
Right.
Every year does a big fishing event with special kids.
Exactly.
And so the Special Olympics and all of the efforts that go into giving these kids a chance to live a normal life is great and very well supported in the North State.
Great thing we do with basketball is we bias it to the ability of the player. So you're not going to have somebody on the floor that is the superstar playing against somebody that doesn't have the capability to go to that level. They're handicaps or compromises or lacks of ability or whatever come in all levels. And we want everybody to play.
And everybody can play and everybody can be a star.
Exactly. I have on the board in my office, I just want to play and help you win. And, I mean, let's get them playing. Let's go.
Okay, now when is it? When does it start? Where is it going to be?
Opening ceremony, Manitowoc Gym, the South Gym at Enterprise High School, 10 o'clock in the morning. Be there sharp. That's this Saturday. The games start immediately afterward, and they'll be running about 5-6 hours after that. They'll come back at 8:30 in the morning on Sunday morning and go up until noon. Yeah, you know, these are games. You don't put a time clock on them.
Now, there's just the games they're playing, or are they playing for a, you know, a championship
trophy? They're playing, well, of course.
They all get trophies.
But it's the game.
It's the game.
It's the ability to play.
And
have fun.
How many volunteers are involved in this thing?
Oh,
dozens?
All in all, hundreds, yes.
Yeah.
When you take into consideration the people who do the food, who do the setup, who do the parking, who take care of all the logistics of the equipment, you're absolutely talking.
I'm coordinating 15 myself, and we're just a tiny little part right at the beginning. A great thank you to Denise Caldwell, who is the director that puts this all together, and she's listening to me right now. Thank you, Denise. And the event is just wonderful. Come watch them play. Just come watch them play. You think about those times that you were on a basketball court or on a football field and what it felt like to have those folks in the stands cheering for you. It's an amazing feeling.
And it's wonderful to watch them. It's warms wonderful. Your heart. It is
Enterprise
incredible.
High School.
Enterprise.
Starts at 10 a.m.
Exactly.
Saturday.
Exactly. And again, venues at Alta Mesa and at Liberty Christian as well. There's not enough space at Enterprise High School.
Okay.
To play
so
all
they're
the games.
Also at Alta Mesa and
Liberty Christian.
And Liberty Christian. Okay. Yes. And everything begins at 10 o'clock.
The game started at 11.
Okay.
Opening ceremony at Enterprise at 10.
Okay. Right. All right. Well, Mike, thanks a lot. As usual, you're involved in another great thing about this community.
I'm going to have to get involved.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
You're going to have to get involved in this community, Mike. There's a lot going on. You need to get with it.
I know.
Some people are just take, you know.
Yes.
And
exactly.
Then there's people like you that give. So
and that
great,
that giant flag that we're bringing, the Enterprise Lions Club giant flag, it is a brand new flag. It's never been on the pole. We're going to be putting it on the pole right after the ceremony.
Oh, great.
Yeah. I mean, what a way to christen a flag.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Can't think of a better place.
Yes. Thank you.
Wonderful.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, we're going to take a quick break here. The basketball tournament for the Special Olympics this weekend at Enterprise High School. The opening ceremonies are at 10 o'clock, but the games start at 11, and Liberty Christian and Alta Mesa playing in all those areas until the afternoon, and then again at 8 o'clock the next morning. So if you get a chance, go on out there and cheer on our heroes. We'll be right back.
Always on my mind, in my heart, in my soul. You're the meaning in my life. You're the inspiration. You bring meaning to my life. You're the inspiration.
Reading Rancheria and Wind River Casino would like to thank everyone who attended a Mardi Gras Masquerade, A Year to Remember 2013. We would like to thank the Keyhole Mystery Theater and Front and Center Dance Studio for their wonderful entertainment. It always brings us joy to recognize the amazing organizations we partner with. This year, we were proud to recognize the Shasta Treatment Center with an extra award for all the work they do. It's because of organizations like you that our area is a true community. We would also like to thank all our sponsors for their support, especially KCNR.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our home loan center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program,
Decide if it makes sense to refinance or get pre-approved for a home loan. We're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866, 241 Stone.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. KCNR 1460 AM Community Talk Radio for the North State. It is 7:46 in the morning. It's 52 degrees out there. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Stop by and visit Redding Crown Motors. You know, it's Redding Crown Motors, but it handles all of North State. We could just say, you know, North State Crown Motors. Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. Ram trucks being, of course, the Motor Trend truck of the year, 2013. And they've got everything you could possibly want. Used, new cars, trucks, SUVs. They've got it. Not only that, but their service department is second to none. Take great pride in keeping your vehicle well maintained and safe. Give them a call at 530-223-2177 or stop by 555 Cypress Avenue in Redding. That's pretty cool. We were just talking about the Special Olympics.
It gives
things to do.
Back to finish our discussion about the Pope, because this is a big change.
This is a big one, right?
Well, a lot of different things. This first time in certainly any of our lifetimes where a Pope has stepped down, has resigned.
Why do you think that happened?
You know, I don't know.
Is he blackmailed into it?
You know, I have no idea.
Was he really just infirm, really, after, you know, they all look so old.
This new one is what, 76? Francis is?
He's 76?
Yeah, exactly. So they start, I think they start a little aged and Benedict was, not in good health. And I think the last Pope, was ineffective the last couple years that he was, because he was very ill, very, very ill. And I think that Benedict didn't want to be put in that position of not being effective. You know, we'll never know exactly what happened there. I think he was a very, strong individual and wanted, when he couldn't be active and do what he wanted to do, I think that certainly played into his role.
It says it says when in choosing a 76-year-old Pope, and I'm getting this from Record Searchlight, who's getting it from the, I imagine, AP. Choosing a 76-year-old Pope, the Cardinals clearly decided they didn't need a vigorous young Pope who would reign for decades, but rather a seasoned, popular pastor who would draw followers to the faith.
Well, and I think the Catholic Church
overcame
needs
deep divisions to select the 266 pontiff in only 5 ballots. And a lot of times that's... You know, that takes a lot more than that.
I think it was certainly unique that they were able to come to a decision quickly, given that many people and no front runner. When they went in to start this process, generally speaking, there's a couple names there, and you're pretty sure that one of them is going to come out the other end. They didn't have a clear front runner when they went in, and any discussions they had, they didn't have. So I think it's an effort by the Catholic Church, certainly by the Cardinals, to put the Catholic Church in a better focus, take it into an area where it's more popular and more believers in the faith.
Well, there's more, you know, I think more Catholics in the Americas, and I believe that in Africa, the,
yes,
the amount of the Catholic Church is growing leaps and bounds in Africa too. In fact, they, you know, they've had, I think they talked about the, was there a possibility of even having a black pope,
mm-hmm,
because of the numbers of Catholics.
Well, and there were a couple of the cardinals that were from the United States, and that was, I think, clearly ruled out pretty quickly that that wasn't going to happen.
I don't, yeah, it's, they come up with a name like Pope Clintitis or something like that. I, you know what, or, you know, or Pope Beyonce. I mean, that's the kind of names we come up with.
Okay, and I think that Francis was, I think that's an excellent choice. Certainly St. Francis of Assisi follows in the footsteps of, this taking of that name matches with the personality of the person who was chosen.
Well,
so,
obviously the Catholic. Well, you know what? For the first time, too, I just saw this. Is it showed the number of men entering the priesthood. You know, the training has started going back up again. It's the first time in years. It had fallen dramatically, and then now it's back. It's starting to head back up again.
Well, it is, and so I certainly having a pope in place for upcoming Holy Week and Easter, which is certainly the Catholic Church's big celebration, and I think it's great. It's going to be exciting to watch what changes will
be
made.
It'll be interesting to see what his message is.
Where's he going with this? You know, there's a lot of us that are Catholics that have been. I was born and raised in the Catholic Church, and have a tendency to like it better the old way than some of the new things that have come out of the Vatican Council. So we'll see which direction that Francis is going to take us.
Okay. No more meat on Fridays. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, KCNR 1460. Good morning. 7:51 this day and 52 degrees. It's going to be a great day. We'll be right back.
I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway. This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine. Increase the value of your vehicle. And we'll have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale. Going on now at your local Maaco. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Maaco in Reading, 530-226-0992. Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl Platt and Trish Clark. Okay, hey, you know, not to change the subject too much, but the wolf has made it back to Oregon. You know, the OW4 or whatever it is.
The one out searching for a mate. He's obviously not found any takers.
Well, what happens if he finds
a mate?
A mate. Then what happens? So I guess that's, we'd like him to.
Well, right? then they start a new colony and do we want new colonies of wolves?
Well, it's just, you know, here's the thing is on the front page of the paper, they're talking about looking policy changes sought on fox and coyote hunting because they've seen some fox dumping and coyote in a coyote hunting contest in Modoc County. You know, it's raised all this. You know, it's like that. It's like that fish and game commissioner who was on a mountain lion hunt, a mountain lion hunt in Idaho. Mm-hmm. He did nothing wrong, but he lost his job.
Yes,
because he actually had the audacity to kill a mountain lion.
Yes, even though it was in a legitimate contest, legal.
It wasn't a contest hunting. So. And then you see this. You see the part about wolf crosses back into Oregon. So, you know, if they have no natural enemies, and he finds a mate, they could have two or three pups. And in the space of a few years, they could have their own little pack going out there. So, I don't know what kind of impact that will have on the ranchers and farmers and everything. I'm just waiting to see what happens since they've really cut back on the lion hunting. Because you can't hunt them with dogs and bear. What impact is that going to have on the deer population? And, you know, and see, one of the things that people don't realize, they did this up in Montana and Wyoming and where they let the, where they had the wolf populations and you couldn't hunt them. And what ended up happening was they were destroying the elk herds and because they could go after, they couldn't maybe pull down a full size elk. I mean, you know, they probably could if there's enough of them, but they sure could get the calves. And get the young ones. And so they just decimated the herds up there. So,
well, yeah, because after a very short time, all they had were the old.
They wiped out the old and the, you know, and the sick. So
exactly.
now they're going after, you know, young, healthy ones that they could pull down.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's one of those things that says, you know, if you let nature, you know, take its course, but then again, it also could have a huge impact on the area. And they say, well, you know, farmers can get their money back by proving that their cattle were taken by a wolf or, you know, a predator like this that you can't hunt anymore. Well, trying to prove that could be awfully hard if it's taken up in the mountains or someplace where you don't find it. Now you've just lost 10% of your calf crop.
Well, and most of the ranchers out there, there's a saying, what are they shoot, dig, and shut up?
Yeah, shoot, shovel, and shut up. Hey, today, area's best officers from the Exchange Club is naming the area's best officers. And it's going to be at the 40th Annual Peace Officer of the Year Awards Luncheon. It's going to be 11:30 a.m. at the Wind River Casino here in Redding. Guest speaker is Siskiyou County Sheriff John Lopey.
Yeah, I always enjoyed those ceremonies because they take an officer from each one of the departments in Shasta County and in the North State and make these awards and Always great recognition. I always used to enjoy that as a member of the Board of Supervisors. We would attend those functions, and I always enjoyed that.
Well, I think that that's a good. I mean, I think that we need to do that for these people who put their lives on the line. You know, we had those the ones that pulled the truck driver out of that fiery truck, and then other things that people do that our officers do. But they need to be recognized. You know, and it's been a while since I had John Lopie on the show. I think I'm going to have him back on the show. He's always good for some sound bites.
Yeah. Interesting character.
Well, he's very strong in what he believes in.
Absolutely.
And there's, he believes in the strength of an elected official and sheriff. So, and what he will do and what he can do. And, you know, it's a lot of times some people will not say everything they believe because people go, oh, that's,
but it's refreshing when they do.
But when you do, because, you know, he doesn't even take a salary up there. Anyway, hey, we'll be right back. We'll have Eric Wickstrom with us, a five-star bank. He's going to tell us what's going on in the markets and why the economy is the way it is.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The first pope from the New World is about to join ancient history. His first mass at St. Peter's an hour from now. After a day that began with bells and private prayer, Fox News Radio's Courtney Walsh is live at the Vatican.
Last night, Pope Francis reportedly told his fellow cardinals to ask God for forgiveness for having elected him pope. But today at the Vatican, there's great anticipation and hope. Many faithful have flocked to St. Peter's Square to watch the large screens that will show Pope Francis celebrating his first mass with his cardinals. Lisa?
Courtney, thanks. A bloody end to a standoff that began with a shooting rampage in two quiet upstate New York villages.
It's been a pretty long 25 hours here.
D.A. Jeffrey Carpenter has lived in Herkimer County his whole life.
We've never seen a tragedy like this that I can remember.
Police say they have no idea yet why Kurt Myers opened fire in a barber shop and ultimately killed four people yesterday, critically wounding two more before he was killed in a shootout early today. A ban on assault weapons has just passed a Senate committee. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live on Capitol Hill.
In a party line vote, a renewed assault weapons ban cleared the Judiciary Committee 10-8, setting up a debate in the full Senate. California Democrat Dianne Feinstein argues it gets weapons of war off the streets.
Nor do I believe you need clips, drums, or ammunition feeding devices of more than 10 bullets for self-defense.
Texas Republican John Cornyn argues criminals won't follow the law.
And we're going to give the American citizen a pea shooter to defend themselves with.
The bill's prospects in the full Senate are unclear, and it's unlikely to pass the GOP-led House, Lisa.
Jared, the Justice Department just announcing it's investigating the Cleveland police because of allegations of a pattern of excessive use of force in the department. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
You know the old saying, you get what you pay for? When it comes to Trex Enhanced decking at the Home Depot, it couldn't be truer. Think about the unmatched beauty and performance of Trex Enhance, the natural wood grain look, the superior shell technology, all backed by a 25-year limited residential fade and stain warranty. So you'll never have to refinish your Trex deck, ever. Now it's making sense. You really do get what you pay for, and you won't have to wait, because Trex Enhance is now in stock at the Home Depot.
Just what Carnival did not need, another cruise ship stuck. But at least this one is docked. Fox's Radio's Jeff Minasso has more live.
Yes, stuck with a generator problem, Lisa, and passengers aboard the Carnival cruise ship Dream are reportedly leaving that ship where it's docked in St. Martin. I just got off the phone with a Carnival spokeswoman who reports technical issues with the ship's backup generator. The problem apparently found yesterday, and we're told at no time did the ship lose power or its propulsion systems. Arrangements are now being made to fly all guests via private charter flights back to Port Canaveral, Florida, along with a full refund, of course. All this, Lisa, 1 month after a fire crippled another Carnival ship in the Gulf of Mexico.
Jeff, Washington's budget debate wears on.
Washington doesn't need to tax more. It needs to finally figure out how to spend less.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, his work continues on a continuing resolution to avoid a government shutdown near month's end. But long term, the partisan divide remains, with Democrats who favor higher taxes on top earners. President Obama continuing his outreach visits to Capitol Hill today, meeting with Senate Republicans and House Democrats. Boeing trying to get its Dreamliners back in the air, beginning with test flights using new equipment.
Boeing says its CEO Ray Conner will be in Tokyo to explain the battery redesign that it says prevents one overheating battery cell from affecting others. Two Japanese carriers have grounded their 787s, and if the saga drags on, they may scrap commitments to buy more planes. But transportation regulators worldwide need to know that plane components are safe. They want Boeing to say it knows why the batteries caught fire. Investigators have already checked out the battery's Japanese manufacturer and given it the all clear. In Tokyo, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
For now, the Dow is still extending its record. Right now, up 59 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to the second hour of Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, Trish?
I'm doing well.
How's the weather today?
The weather, it's actually 52 degrees, and it's partly sunny with a high near 75 today. Light and variable wind, mostly cloudy with a low around 51 tonight. Southeast wind about 5 miles an hour. Partly sunny with a high near 75 tomorrow, looking good the rest of the week. And well, it's only the middle of March, but it's very balmy. It's, and the weather is brought to us by Anselmo Vineyards.
Tonight, pizza?
Tonight, and
music on the weekends.
Yeah.
474-5546.
And the weather in the evenings, they said the balcony's back in play during this kind of weather, so it's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor here, Chris Lasondak, for our Market Minute. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're an hour and a half into today's trading session, and the markets are moving higher. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 59 points at 14,513. The S&P 500 adding 5 points at 1560, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 10 points at 3255. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 165 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's up $3.73 at $4.3203. Facebook up 7 cents at $27.15. Microsoft adding a dime at $28 even, while Intel was down 4 cents at $21.61. Of local interest, Costco up 38 cents at $103.79. Home Depot's unchanged at $70.76. And Tri-County's Bank up a penny at $17.27. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.05%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.27. Oil's up 27 cents a barrel at $92.79. And precious metals are lower, with gold down $1.33 an ounce at $15.85.96. Well, silver's down 9 cents at $28.78. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10, right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 for the latest in what's happening on Wall Street and where you should do your investing at. They keep a pretty close watch on all this, and they've got an office down at Park Marina Drive. Stop by and see them. That's the Wells Fargo Advisors. Hey, our guest today is Eric Wittstrom from Five Star Bank, and when we come back from our break, we're going to talk about small businesses here in the North State. We're also going to talk about what he sees as trends, and let him explain to us why the stock market keeps going up like this when some people think that, why should it be going up when other things are going down? We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trace Clark, KCNR, 1460 AM, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavalia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as $1 per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Sometimes Bob blows me off the chair here. If I was sitting on a chair, I would have fallen off.
Could the stock market be any more of a grand illusion?
Oh.
You had to pull that together for us, huh, Bob?
Yeah, good morning. Hey, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Let's talk about who's bringing us today. Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, seniors and veterans discounts. Over 4,000 happy customers, and they're locally owned and family operated. All employees, safety trained and service oriented. Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Good people out there. 530-365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. Eric Wittstrom of Five Star Bank is our guest. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Trish, Carl.
Can you make some semblance of order of what's happening there on Wall Street?
With the stock market?
With the stock market. I mean, Well, is there something going on? I mean, I realize I'm obtuse in this kind of stuff, but is there something going on that's causing this?
But what I think is going on is, you know, the Wall Street perception is controlled a lot by the large money interests, large equity funds, and they're not headquartered here. They're headquartered on the East Coast. And I think there's a perception on the East Coast of improvement in the economy and that's driving, you know, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which is just the 30 largest stocks out of the, you know, thousands and thousands of stocks. But it's an average of the 30 largest stocks, and it's up from where it was. I think it was the last high was in 2007 or 8. So it's kind of come back to where it was. You know, what does it make sense? I don't know. It doesn't seem to make sense to me. I think we're still, you know, fighting and clawing our way out of this mess. But you know, there are signs in both nationally and regionally and locally of improvement. But to say that, you know, that there's some exuberance out there in the market, I think is an overstatement.
What about, Bernanke? Keeps Bernanke, I should say.
Bernanke. We know who you're talking about. Bernanke.
Ben keeps on buying stuff, buying lots of bonds.
Yeah, you know,
and it keeps driving prices down, doesn't it?
Well, they're trying to keep rates down and through buying back their own bonds they've issued at higher rates. They're buying them back and retiring them and replacing them. Actually, you know, issuing new lower interest rate debt to be able to buy their high rate debt, retire it. And attempting to keep rates down, they've been doing, you know, they've had different programs to do that from large, disbursements into the economy to the buying of the bonds, you know, a consistent program to do that. And they've been successful holding rates down. You know, I think we've talked about it. At some point, rates will go up, and I think the longer you hold them down, the faster they're going to go up when they go up.
That's what I was going to say. This is kind of a false way of doing it, though, isn't it?
It's all built on a deck, like a deck of cards, and it doesn't seem to the factors that are driving the economy are not based on anything but illusion.
Yeah, there's some of that. I mean, low rates, you know, are held down, but the government has always tried to manage interest rates the best they can, the market rates, but the market drives it. And are we creating more, you know, producing jobs? I think that there's an argument that we're not. You know, we're producing more government jobs. We're producing, you know, some service sector jobs But what's being lost continually is the producing jobs.
Well, the jobs that people can make a living off of and support their family.
Yes. Yep. And feel good about producing something that they went out there and earned an honest day's living.
They don't have to have two or three jobs to make ends meet.
Right.
Well, what are you seeing here in the North State? I know you all are really, our bank is really big in small businesses and, in larger businesses too, but are you seeing any change? It's been over a month, 6 weeks since you've been on.
Yeah, I think, you know, hope springs eternal and we're seeing, we've had a lot of really good conversations with local businesses that are, you know, they've been established here or some that are relatively new but are wanting to grow. And that's encouraging. I think that, you know, for some of it is, hey, we've been hunkered down now for 5 or 6 years. You know, we want to invest in our future a little bit. Let's go buy a new truck. Let's go buy, you know, we're going to expand a little bit. We're buying a building. You know, we've survived. We believe we're going to grow and that we want to take the risk and do it. And so I think that's healthy. It's, you know, it will eventually create jobs. I think, you know, that we've seen a sorting out of a lot of businesses. There's been several that have failed, several that have merged or kind of just quietly gone away. But the ones that have survived through this, and, you know, a lot of it's based on the contracting industry, building industry, whether it's on the supply side or the subcontracting side or general contractors, that we're starting to see some life in that business.
Well, that's good because, you know, if it's looking like that, I think what's happened is when Obama was first elected, there was a great deal of, Of unknowns there because
yes, a lot of uncertainty.
Well, a lot of uncertainty.
You know, we talked about that over the years, and people were just like deer in the headlights. Like, well, do we want to invest? We'll take capital. We'll put it on the side until we know what's going on, and we still don't know the direction the federal government's going.
Well, see, that's what I was saying is that, and then so then people were waiting because for the election.
Yep.
And then there was the election. And so I think people are at the point where, well, I don't know if I can wait any longer. And really, what else can he do?
Right.
Well, and I think he was
let's move on. Now we know what the next four years are going to look an awful like, a lot like the last 4 years from the federal government. Yeah. Let's take it for what it is and move on.
And hope that the Obamacare and the amount of taxes and all that will come under control. And I think a lot of people, to me, the crescendo, you know, the level of angst and anger has gone down since the election. And I think it's because people said, okay, he's there. Yeah. Now, what can we do to work against that? Or, you know, I think 2014 elections are going to be very important.
Huge, and, I think.
Yeah, I think you're going to see them really, really ramping up on that because, you know, if the House of Representatives and the Senate go back to the Republicans, maybe you can have something like a Clinton-like, you know, triangulation where they can get together and at least agree and move the country forward instead of fighting it every step of the way.
But of course, the big fundraising efforts now are going on by the Democratic Party, and they have every intention of taking back the
House of Representatives,
which is a whole different direction that will go. So certainly the election in 2014 holds some change. But I think, like you say, I think people have finally said, well, you know, you can't dormant. You've got,
here's the hand we're dealt with.
You don't sit still.
That's right.
It's not the strongest hand. I've got a pair of jacks. There might be a pair of kings out there, but I'm going forward with my pair of jacks and just gonna.
But you don't know whether, to pot it though, or you put it all in.
No, I think most people aren't potting it.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. Our guest is Eric Whitstrom, Trish Clark and myself. And it's good to talk about, you know, things like the economy because Eric seems to be kind of, you know, always a little bullish on the economy there. We'll be right back.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. Down in the hollow. Playing a new game.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops, mistake granite and things, are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard, but our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays 10 to 11 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio. Right here on Free Fire Radio 1460 KCNR.
Honey, did you hear something? Honey?
She can't hear me.
Who are you?
I'm the voice of all the money you've been losing by wasting water. Leaking toilet flappers can waste gallons of water and cost you a chunk of change.
So if I just fix my leaky toilets, I can keep all that money?
Well,
Hey, honey, I'm gonna go fix the toilet. No sense in flushing away our money.
Learn how to save money and save water at the free Water Smart Workshop, sponsored by the City of Reading Water Utility, on Wednesday, March 20th at City Hall. Learn how to change a toilet flapper, read your water meter, check for irrigation leaks, and more. Drop into the River Conference Room anytime between 11 and 4 and join us in celebrating Fix a Leak Week. A free residential Be Water Smart kit will be available for the first 250 households. This Water Smart Workshop is brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience." "We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone." Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Welcome back. It's called Linda Bopp, and then of course Linda's on the spot with Linda Bopp tonight from 6 to 7, so Trish Clark is here. Always on Thursdays is Trish with me. Hey, you know what we have here? And I don't usually do this, but we have two tickets to The Importance of Being Earnest for University Preparatory School. It's going to be on the 17th. At 2 p.m. If you're interested in that, give us a call at 605-4567. I have two tickets here. It looks like it's going to be a great play. And the cast was in here yesterday, all cute, and looks like they know what they're doing. The Importance of Being Earnest, University Prep School, time 2 p.m. on the 17th. Give us a call, 605-4567. Our guest is Eric Wickstrom from Five Star Bank, who is the one that I don't know if you ever wonder why you did this, but they gave us our start here on KCNR.
You gave yourself the start. We just kind of helped.
Well, you know,
finance it.
I came in with a business plan probably looked like it had been written by the monkeys from that, you know, that monster dot job, you know, monster.com job.
Well, it must have held some promise for them to give you the loan.
Anyway, we were talking about the economy around here,
yes,
and how it's looking and how you're saying it looks like people now are starting to move forward.
Move forward. We're seeing improvement, you know, in a lot of, you know, slight improvement. It's not robust, but slight improvement in a number of different areas. And I think for the first time, well, you know, we've had a little bit of home building going on. A couple of the builders have persevered and built homes and sold a couple. But I think we're going to, for the first time this summer, we're going to start seeing, a little more growth in that. We have a low inventory of homes for sale. There's kind of a number of different things. Interest rates are still low, so people can buy and not pay a lot of interest. Prices are starting to inch up where the cost is getting close to what you can sell it for, and a lot of residential lots that were developed have turned over and are, you know, the buyers are buying them at a low base so they can build a home, and we're seeing, we had a lot of calls in the first quarter this year of both builder developers in the Shasta County area and from outside wanting to get into our market and, maybe begin building homes, acquire lots and start.
Oh, that's a good sign.
Yeah. I mean, it's not going to be like the craziness that we had in, you know, 03 through 06, but we'll start seeing some this year and next year we'll probably see more. So that's encouraging.
What do you think about Stillwater?
There's a lot of vacant space out there for anybody that'll come in. You know, the challenges there are huge. It's a great park for a manufacturing business to come in that wants to get going immediately.
And we were talking on the break though, manufacturing in the state of California faces so many challenges with all of the environmental laws, and until there's an appetite at the state level, which there isn't, to overturn some of CEQA rules, manufacturing in the state of California
is going to be very difficult. Yeah. Even though the lots have been approved, they're, you know, from a permit point of view, if you're going to build anything that has any sort of effluent that comes out of it, you know, you have to still go through that process, and it's going to be a long process. Also, there's for the regional and national manufacturers, there's so much competition in states that don't have the same, that they don't have the same weather, which, you know, they can't replicate it. You can't beat what's here, but they don't have the same regulation, cost, taxes, and barriers to entry that we do. And so it's going to be a challenge to fill that up.
Well, you know, well, one of the things we were talking about in CEQA was the senator, the state senator, I can't remember what his name is, that was going to rewrite these laws.
Yes.
For Brown. It was, you know, it's kind of a bittersweet thing. He resigned his post as senator to go to work for one of the big, I think, big oil companies.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
not sure.
Yes, he did. That's right.
And it was kind of bittersweet because, one, it took away the supermajority.
He was the one carrying the flag.
Yeah, he was the one, you know, but he took away the supermajority in the Senate, which was good.
Yep.
But he was the one that they thought could actually try and rewrite these codes to make them a little fairer to business.
Right.
So there's, you know, it just seems like when things get, you know, the things just aren't going to happen.
Well, and, you know, in some of the at least over the last couple of years, businesses that have been interested in Stillwater and maybe made a run at it a lot kind of quietly to, you know, have found other facilities that are already built for a lot cheaper in our community and outside of our community. There's still some, you know, the couple big ones in our community have been purchased and are being, you know, productive again, but there's up and down the state and into Southern Oregon, there's still a lot of big empty space.
Well, and while they don't talk about it in the paper and they choose not to report on it, the exiting from the state of California into other places is ongoing.
Yeah.
It continues
the business level and at the retiree level.
Okay? Exactly.
We've seen kind of a quiet, it's not well reported, but a quiet, you know, look to the east, really. I was a California state employee for 30 years, 35 years. I have my CalPERS pension. I want to go live up in the hills someplace. Why don't I live just across that Nevada line?
Where you don't have the state income tax.
Yeah, now, lower energy, no state income tax, yeah. Sales taxes. Yeah.
And, well, do you have, but you're still taxed
if you have
out of California.
State rate,
you get taxed at the California rate?
I'm
Even
not sure what
moved.
Rate you, but you still pay
you
taxes
live.
If you're...
Or it's where you live, right? I think they tried to do that. I think California tried to take, you know, and tax you for being here. Even if you moved, and they said that was unconstitutional. But I'm not sure.
Yeah. But, you know, that's what we're seeing is a migration out of California. Just kind of quietly, it's not the droves and droves of droves that we had, like in the 90s when we had a huge mess. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people left to go different places.
Well,
it's more visible.
You don't have that many people left. The majority is going to the white businessman is certainly a minority in the state of California now, and the migration that's coming in is not business people.
All right, we got to take a quick break. Eric Wickstrom is our guest. We're talking the economy and what we're looking at in Northern California. We'll be back after these messages.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Pope Francis, getting to work on his first full day, is about to lead cardinals in an inaugural mass in the Sistine Chapel. He had the second most votes after Pope Benedict in the last election 8 years ago.
That stuff is not supposed to come out. It's very serious, actually, that it should not, but apparently was not only told by one cardinal, but confirmed by another.
Vatican Communications Director Greg Burke, a mass murder suspect holed up in Herkimer, New York, been shot and killed by police closing in.
The gunman began to shoot at the tactical team, struck one of the canines, and fire was returned. And at that time, Kurt Myers was shot and killed inside the location.
State Police Superintendent Joseph D'Amico. Myers, 64 years old, wanted for shooting six people yesterday, killing four at a car wash and a barber shop before holing up in an abandoned building. Fox News, we report, you decide.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
As spring arrives, it's time to start planning your inside-outside home improvement projects. The original Home and Garden Expo, March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds is the answer to your spring projects. Creating a new landscape or beginning a garden project? Speak to all the experts in one convenient location about plants, shrubs, and all things beautiful at the Home and Garden Expo. Time for new lighting, a home theater, new furniture. There's something for every part of your home at the original Home and Garden Expo. Doors, windows, flooring, efficient air conditioning, heating upgrades. It's all there and more. All your local professionals are ready to help you plan and complete all your home improvement projects. There's all this and so much more, including the Grillers Cup Barbecue Competition benefiting Anderson Cottonwood Seroptimus at your original Home and Garden Expo, featuring local businesses and ideas with exclusive show-only discounts. Your premier Home and Garden Expo, March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, with something for everyone. Find out more information online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us. 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our home loan center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time home buyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Good morning. 834, 52 degrees out there, and this portion of the show is brought to you by one of my favorite places in town, Cypress Square Barbershop. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors, man's last stronghold. Just sit in there and enjoy the sound of the clippers around your ears. Yeah, and then they shave around your ears and your neck. I mean, who else does that?
Takes a lot of trust to allow a man to hold a straight knit razor to your neck. And, I trust them implicitly. In fact, the young man, Logan or what is
Logan?
That? Yeah. Did my hair and beard yesterday. Did a fantastic job.
He did a great job. You know what? I like that part where that part of your ear is flopping.
Put his initials in the back of your head.
There you go. Great place.
And that's what does it say on the back of your head, Bob?
This side up. I don't know.
Is the Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue, and also off Athens Avenue at 2427, the Classic Cafe. I'm just kind of throwing this one in. Friday, March 15th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. in honor of St. Patty's Day, corned beef and cabbage, sweet red potatoes and green salad. There. Homemade with love by O'Millie and O'Cathy. You know, Classic Cafe is great. And those ladies are so cool. You're walking almost into a museum when you walk in there of the, our veterans, our local veterans from around here. It's a great place. That's Classic Cafe. So head on down there and get your corned beef and cabbage. Our guest is Eric Wickstrom, who is here on his magic phone. It takes him all over the world.
Keeps me in touch.
We were talking about the, CEQA and the, types of regulations that are happening. What would you say if you're just looking at it would be the ones that are holding back business the most? Or is it just kind of
the
like
ones that are holding back, you know, certainly holding back, you know, growth in manufacturing and kind of the, you know, the nuts and bolts blue collar businesses. There's certainly the, some of the environmental laws that, you know, while they're, I think we all agree we want to protect our environment. I think it's to what degree do we go to make sure, you know, that it's protected? And I think there's got to be a balance. And it's too easy for, you know, a small group to donate some money and hire a couple of attorneys to prolong a process, a business process that should be able to be decided fairly quick. Clear laws on development, on building, on handling waste, on cutting trees. We have clear laws on that. It's still,
subject to too much interpretation by groups that just want to stop business. Just the time frames. Make a decision, have a chance for others to provide input, make a decision and move on.
The one consideration that they've taken out of the whole process is we want clean air, we want clean water, but we've got to determine at what cost.
Right.
And much money are you willing to invest to have this purity?
And our environment's never going to be like it was 300 years ago.
Well, they have proven that a lot of the things that the rules we put in, I remember specifically a few years back, Sierra Pacific hired a very qualified chemist environmentalist out of the Davis system, mm-hmm. and put her up to testing water and some of the laws that they had created about canopies and water quality and those things. And she went into an area, and this was a specific thing, where she did a bunch of testing and found that this water was absolutely pristine in this area. And after she'd done all this testing for several months, found out that was actually a site of a mill that about 80, 90 years ago where they had drug logs through there and the whole thing. And so the impact that they had maintained was being created by timber processing was all in their mind.
Sure. And we have another example, the one that's, it's died down now, but has come and gone a couple times over the last 8 to 10 years is the McLeod, building a water bottling plant up there. Yes. Nestle had an option to do it. And basically a clean industry. The locals, for the most part, were absolutely supportive and provide jobs to a mill that's been closed. It would take less water by about it'd be about one-tenth of the water that the mill actually used to run. And still, because of outside influences and the ability to just drag on and drag on and drag on the approval process, Nestle finally gave up, said, it's yours.
And
you go up there today and that place is a neat little town.
Yeah.
And there's nothing going on.
And you could go through every community in the North State with those kinds of projects. Yep. You're right. There needs to be a time frame, a set of balance. Rules that everybody can live in, and a balance put to it that, okay, we want this, but at what cost?
Right.
And actual proof as opposed to a lot of the scientific information. Yeah. The spotted owl being the perfect example because, they created the spotted owl to make an issue where there wasn't one.
Yeah.
We need some good technology involved
and
in the process. As opposed to just saying it.
Everybody, instead of taking data and manipulating it to make it fit your own goals.
And the other thing is I can start the Conservation Society of the South Cal Creek. It can just be me, and I can throw a lawsuit against you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That you are destroying you're destroying the environment, and that's just another lawsuit that you have to then fight. And if I've got if I have an environmental group or lawyers that will do that, or if I'm a lawyer, I can keep you in court for years fighting this thing. And that's the other, part.
Yeah.
I don't have to even prove that it's wrong. You have to prove to everybody that
that's
it's
right.
Okay.
Time is money in the industry.
Businesses need
kind of
to just move on.
They'll
adapt move on, but it won't be in California.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Our guest is Eric Wittstrom. We're talking about one of the problems we're having in California is the fact is that the environmental laws are, one, there's so many, and sometimes they're just nebulous that you can read into them so many different ways, and so many people can jump onto it that businesses after a while just say, okay, you've got your wish. I'm going to go to another state. And is that good for California? I think not.
Number one paint and body shop is having a half price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half off service that restores color and shine. Increase the value of your vehicle and we'll have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half price sale. Going on now at your local Mako. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair too. Mako. America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Mako in Reading. 530-226-0992. Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Don't call the 800 number. Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, a hop with the hop. You get the dispensation as we live in the nation with the hop.
There's a whole new take on mobile technology. The Hopper from Dish. Transfer DVR recordings to your iPad with the new Hopper Transfer app. And check out the Explorer app that lets you interact with your TV through your iPad. Watch everything and go anywhere with the all-new Hopper.
You can store it, you can view it, you can really room to room it with a hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kicks with the hop.
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number.
Gun Owners of California United Redding Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Redding Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
Welcome back. PCNR 1460, Carl Bott, Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Trish.
Eric.
Good discussion
good
here.
Good morning, Eric. Eric Wittstrom's our guest from Five Star Bank. 52 degrees out there. It's 8:45 on the 14th of March. 16th of March. 15th, 16th, 17th of March. Laura Bush is going to be here.
Yes, she is. I'm looking forward to that.
Are you looking forward to this?
She's a little
more progressive than a lot of people think.
Well, you know, she's certainly a moderate, and President Bush was a moderate. I wouldn't go so far as to say she's progressive.
Okay. She's a moderate.
I kind of like her.
Oh.
And I don't speak to about people that I like as being progressives.
Oh, okay. Remember how it used to be liberals, but now they're progressive?
Exactly, and so I don't use that word. I think she, you know, like yeah. I said, certainly there. I'm a little right of Attila the Hun. Most people know that. So I would prefer a more conservative president of the United States. But George and Laura Bush deported themselves very well in office, and I always thought she was such a class act. I mean, she's a classy lady. I'm looking forward to seeing her.
I think it ought to be good. The thoughts of Laura Bush for this.
And is that out? Where's that being?
It's going to be at the
Civic Auditorium.
Civic Auditorium. That's right.
This Sunday. I think they sold out pretty quick on that too.
I think so. Yeah, and I'm looking forward to just kind of listening to her thoughts.
There's actually tickets available. They at least announced it at our Rotary yesterday. There's still some left.
Oh, are there?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Well, good.
There you go.
Sarah Palin, when she was here, she was a firebrand.
Palin is my kind of gal.
She
just said it like it was, and I think spoke very well for the Republican Party. I don't think McCain would have done nearly as well as he did if he hadn't chose her as a running mate. I think once again, though, the Republican Party proved we eat our own. We eat our young. I can't believe the way we
self-destruct.
You know? It's amazing, is it not?
Yeah, give the Republican Party a chance; they will destroy themselves.
You got it.
Just give them a chance, and where the Democrats will take every every type of thing that happens and build on it.
And, you know? And protect each other and yeah. take care. We don't do that in the Republican Party. Well, I'm not sure I'm still a member of the Republican Party. I think I'm more conservative than I am Republican.
Well, you know, I'm kind of into the libertarian form of it.
I'm going that way.
Are you going to see change here?
I'm starting to move over on that libertarian side, you know.
They make a lot of sense.
Some things, maybe not, but some
things. Is that because you've moved up here and you're kind of assimilating to the state of Jefferson?
Yeah, it might be. And you know what? Tell me what's wrong with the state of Jefferson. You know, the fact is it'll never happen, but.
I still think we ought to annex to the state of California, or state of Texas.
Texas, right. Yeah. Be northern Texas here? That's right.
Non-contiguous annexation to the state of Texas.
Come on, girl.
Let's talk about the housing industry.
Well, Eric, you know, you're in touch because you're down in Sacramento a lot because that's where the bank's out of it. Is everybody getting on the sense of the businesses? You said that people are starting to expand out, even though that they're fighting these environmental laws and all this. But you see that you see businesses expanding up here to the North State that can come up here? Or you get any?
We're seeing both businesses expanding up here and some of our real strong core businesses that have been in town for a long time expanding down there, which is really exciting. We've had a couple local businesses open offices, buy facilities, expand their breadth, their reach in the market, you know, to include not only Chico but the Woodland Sacramento area. And really how they're able to compete is they have very highly skilled workers up here relative to who they're competing with, better customer service, and they can compete because they don't, you know, their worker is satisfied with a lower wage than the Sacramento worker is. And so they've done a very good job of penetrating that market. And I think that the ones that we've worked with to help expand down there, you know, are going to prosper heavily, you know, from that market.
Impact of Obamacare on these businesses, are they going to feel that and the new rules and regulations that are coming in?
Like we talked earlier about, you know, the economic issues, the Obamacare, the issues in healthcare, the unknown is so big. You know, you hear everything and you don't know what to believe. You read it and it makes your eyes go blurry. And so a lot of it's going to be subject to interpretation. But I think, you know, overall from what I hear from the medical community is cost of care is going up. And so what does that mean? And more people will be covered with the same pool of money or the same pool of payers. So those payers are going to have to pay more. And so, employers are worried about that. How do I compete when I have to pay more to keep the same level?
The number of employees that you have certainly has an impact on how many of the rules you fall under. So certainly that's a lot of the business that I talk to here.
Yeah.
You can't go over X number of employees because
when you're getting close to that,
you
think about, do we want to hire that next employee and put us into a new category? No.
And then you have also what they're paying back to the health providers is going down when you look at that. And so this is almost like a perfect storm. It's costing you more for insurance, but it's costing – they're paying the providers less who then will not take those people.
Yep.
So, well, and certainly, you know, we've seen it with Medicare. A lot of the doctors, especially specialists, will simply not take Medicare patients.
Right.
Or they don't take new Medicare patients. And you talk to them, and what they're thinking, I've talked to a couple of doctors, is that Obamacare, they want it to fail in a sense that then it gives the next impetus for a national system, a one-payer system.
Well, which is what he wanted in the first place.
Yeah.
So, and the impact that has on people. We just had one of the doctors on the other day that said, with this exchange that, he has to, he's being charged right now 15% more than he was last year. And it's all because they're trying to balance out the California insurance exchange, which means his people have to pay 15% more. I mean, he doesn't pay all of their health. So they have to pay 15%
more. For the same level of service.
For the same level of service. And which then he says is, now they can't afford it. They don't want to do that. So, what's your option then is then to cancel the insurance I had with them and let them go to the exchange? Where they can no longer get the doctors of their choice. It's a mess here. We'll be right back after these messages for our last segment. Eric Wittstrom of Five Star Bank is our guest. We're talking the economy. We're talking Obamacare. We're talking it all. We'll be right back.
Outside the Wire. The Fringe. The Conspiracies. The possibilities. This week, the Lemurians, a mystical brotherhood believed to be roaming through jeweled corridors deep inside Mount Shasta, the last survivors of an advanced civilization from a lost continent. We'll have an expert right here. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to thank all of our loyal customers that pay their bills on time. Now that summer's back for a while, we're selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 for the weed eaters, lawnmowers, and chainsaws. And we have urea fluid for all the diesel pickups and big rigs. Knowing that winter will be back soon, please check your kerosene tanks and be sure you're on the top side. You don't want to run out of fuel on Sunday. If you're one of those people who have a propane bottle rolling around in the back of your vehicle, ask Gary about a propane foot. We have them on sale. If you see construction going on in the Reading or Corning plants, don't be afraid. Come on in and we'll take care of you. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. The only place you need to think about for all your heating and petroleum needs. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back.
No, I won't.
Carl Bott, Trish Clark. Down. KCNR 1460. Tomorrow on our guest will be Joel Strady McClure, who is the author of The Odyssey, The Idiot and the Odyssey. He's walking his way around the world. It's the Mediterranean, and he's written books. But he's also very much of a self-professed socialist. And he and I don't agree on a lot of things.
But you have good conversations.
We have great conversations. He's going to be on tomorrow at 8 o'clock, you know, and we both love his mother because his mother is very conservative. In fact, Trish, you would be a progressive.
Oh, okay.
Compared to his mom. And she leaves the greatest phone messages you'll ever hear. But anyway, Joel's going to be our guest tomorrow, and we like Joel. He comes in here and he just rattles all of our cages, so it's a good day for that. Mm-hmm. But our guest today is Eric Wittstrom, who has rattled a few cages today already himself here at Five Star Bank. We've been talking about the economy and Obamacare and this. I saw somebody sent me something over the wires that Cabela's put a tax on something there. Have you seen this one?
No, I haven't.
It's just on the receipt. It says, for Obamacare, two
surcharge.
Yeah, surcharge. It's like $2 and whatever amount it was because for the medical care. Because aren't we supposed to be charged for things and it goes to help on the healthcare system? It's another tax. Anyway, I don't know if that's true. It's one of those things you see on the internet, which completely flummoxes me because it looks real.
I tried to track that one down and I couldn't really figure it out.
I couldn't figure it either. I don't know if it's real.
No, I don't know either.
Anyway, so what's real around here? If you were going to, invest in something around here, what would it be, Eric?
Real estate. I think we're seeing, you know, opportunities still in real estate.
a good time to buy if you have the capital to buy, put down payments on it. You know, rates are low. You have to have a useful or a use for the real estate, but I think it's a good time to buy real estate. I think, you know, we've seen a lull in the market. It's down and, residential prices are steadying. I guess they're not, I don't know, depending on who you read, they're either going up or staying the same. But commercial prices have I think the industry has felt have bottomed out and are start working back up. So I think that's not a bad place to put, you know, a nickel. Now we do talk about we talked about this. I made the mistake of saying it in 2005 and 2006 that your home's not an investment. That's kind of been my, you know, personal philosophy. It's something that I think if you look back in time, it's really not an investment. It was then because, you know, it went up in value and people were selling it and making more off their home every year than they made in their job. But that doesn't happen. That probably will never happen in our lifetime again. And, you know, it's also a good time to buy a home, but especially for new home buyers that went through that and, you know, still have people telling them that they're going to make a ton of money on their home. Their home's their home. They should buy it with the thought that it's a place that I'm going to live. And at some point I may sell it and, you know, buy a bigger house, but if you think of it as an investment, it's sometime you have to get a return on, and then you won't have a home. So, you know, as I've had a lot of good conversations with young home buyers, and if we can kind of counsel them that their home's the home, and to think about that when they're buying it, that they'll be better off.
But you would still say that it's better to own a home as a young person as to than
yes.
just
yes.
pour money in
because
to rent.
Because you have the opportunity to build equity, move up, and improve your lifestyle.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but it's not something you're going to make millions of dollars off of like they used to.
And only if you don't want to have a home.
Right.
So you either have to sell it or rent it to do that.
And you know what? I think that's one of the things Linda and I look at is our house, is our home. And that we're happy there. And so we're going to end up staying there for a long time.
So there.
Hey, Eric, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Businesses and everything, I have this feeling that this year is going to go better for us. And I think that everybody just has to have a little faith and kind of move forward. We'll be back tomorrow again. I said with Joel Strady McClure. We're talking about the Idiot in the Odyssey. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Pope Francis is starting his first Mass since he was elected less than 24 hours ago. Live at the Vatican, Fox News Radio, Simon Owen.
Ron, just a few yards away from the tourists and pilgrims milling around here, Pope Francis shortly expected to say Mass with the cardinals who elected him yesterday. It's just under 24 hours since he emerged onto the balcony overlooking St. Peter's Square and asked the crowd to pray for him. He's also spent some time today in prayer at Rome's Basilica of St. Mary Major, but his first public appearance isn't expected to be until Sunday with a Mass inside St. Peter's, Ron.
Simon, Vice President Biden is going to the Pope's inaugural Mass Tuesday, but House Speaker John Boehner is not, even though Biden invited him. Boehner says the budget debate is a big reason he can't get away from Washington. That and other polarizing issues have President Obama going back to the Capitol to find that elusive